joining us right now from NBC Sports Philadelphia. He's with the team, embedded at all times, and he joins us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline, Derek Gunn. Derek, how you doing today?
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Hey, D, how are you, buddy?
Wait, is this really Anthony? I haven't heard from him in like 5 years. This is not a mirage?
It's great to talk to you, buddy.
Good to hear from you guys, man.
But Derek, let's start with the injuries and what they're dealing with. We saw Lane Johnson pop up on the report today. That's a little frightening for a lot of Eagle fans, despite the fact that he hasn't been very good. What's the status of the injuries?
Well, from what I found out earlier today, it seems that he had this high ankle sprain. He got it in the last game, and he's going to test it tonight. But as of right now, it doesn't look good for Lane tonight. And as you guys know, ankle sprain is one thing, but when you get that high ankle sprain, sometimes it takes 4 to 8 weeks to get that thing right. So this is something that could be lingering with him for a few weeks to come yet.
Yeah, man. I think you're so right, D. And, D, you know, the reason why I haven't heard is that, you know, Midday Show had your rights. So I had no rights to you. They drafted you, man.
High round, too.
You're not getting off the hook that easy, man. You had a morning show for years. Did you call me? Did you send me?
No, you had your rights. Email? They had your rights. I wasn't allowed to touch you.
No, man. No. You're not getting off the hook that easy, man.
Yeah, let you off the hook.
You went big time in the morning. You just forget all about little people like me. That's what happened.
Never, ever, 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 D. Never, ever, ever. Hey, I'm curious, because we're talking about Howie well, and you know how hard he's been working the phones. And I think it'll happen closer to the deadline when he makes a move. Do you feel pretty confident that he will?
Absolutely, especially with the running back situation, he has to. And I know a lot of people are, you know, putting the name LeSean McCoy out there, and they do have some interest in McCoy. But right now, you have to be really careful about getting a McCoy because of the legal situation that he has hovering over his head. You know, if you give up, I understand the Bills are asking for something like a second or third round pick.
Yes.
For McCoy. If that is the case, imagine if you give up that pick. And all of a sudden, the league decides to suspend McCoy for 4 games.
Right.
Then the guy you traded for, who you need to help you with the running game, is sitting on idle for a crucial point of your season.
Yep.
And it doesn't justify making that trade. So that's a situation to watch closely to see how it plays out, to see if the league at some point steps into this situation, which could really upset the apple cart.
I'm with you real quick, D, because I hear that Le'Veon isn't going anywhere, that trade is not going to happen.
Smokescreen.
Yeah, right. That he's coming back to Pittsburgh. And, you know, I think right now, I think Buffalo understands that, and I think that's one of the reasons why the Bills are being unreasonable and that this thing will linger on.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, when you look at the Le'Veon Bell situation, we all know that he wants to be the highest paid running back of the National Football League next year. With that said, what are you willing to give up to rent a back for the remainder of the season? Because I don't see the Eagles paying a Le'Veon Bell that kind of money 2019 and beyond, and putting that kind of money into the running back position when you know they're going to lose X amount of bodies by way of free agency. Howie likes to shop on a free agent market. Are you going to put a big chunk of money into a running back when you can sprinkle that money, whatever your cap space may be, and get a little bit of everything you might need out there? So that's why I say, you know, as good as it sounds to have this guy in your backfield right now, he would be an immediate improvement over your situation. When you do the pluses and minuses, it just doesn't add up in terms of what you want to try to do, not just for the immediate future,
exactly,
but for the long haul as well.
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking with Derek Gunn, NBC Sports Philadelphia. It does quick slants Monday through Friday, and also Eagles pre- and post-game live. Derek, Anthony's mentioned it, and we've been talking about it. This game is a referendum on Jim Schwartz. They have not been able to get the required pressure to help their cornerbacks out, and he hasn't really been a guy that likes to blitz a lot. Will he find a way to get pressure tonight on Eli Manning and make that priority number one on this defense?
You've got to bring some blitzes from somewhere to give Eli something else to think about. Because we all know, Eli gets the ball out of his hands faster than any quarterback in the league, just about. And we also know that when you get him a little nervous, he'll throw up some quails for you as well. But I don't want to see Eli getting a rhythm with that short passing game. You know, we're talking about heavy rains And from my perspective, if you have the heavy rains, obviously it's going to take away a lot of your deep shots. But the one thing the Giants do well on offense is that doggone short passing game. You got Odell on one side sticking his foot in the turf and going one direction, Sterling Shepard coming the other direction. And that does not bode well. In a lot of ways, that's like an elongated running game.
Yep.
They get that thing going. So you've got to find a way to get some pressure in his face. I watched the Carolina game, and we agree that Carolina has a pretty good defense. And they couldn't get to Eli, but they shook him up enough to where he threw up a couple of quails. I mean, they sacked him only one time in that game. So you got to get Eli off his mark. You got to have him thinking that they're coming from all directions. And, I understand Saquon Barkley is not having the kind of season we thought he would, but that kid is such a phenomenal talent. All it takes is one slip up on defense, and he's gone. He's got that second gear. And, the Eagles are really good against the run, but they have been hit for a couple of occasional big running plays by the opposition. This kid is not the kid I want to take off on a 60 or 70-yard run against this defense.
Yeah, you're so right. And that's why I was kind of surprised by the poor tackling last week. It's every once in a while, it shows itself. This defense is third to the bottom in quarterback pressures behind only Oakland and Tampa. I'm expecting more out of the gym. Now, I think you're right about the weather. What factor do you think the weather plays tonight? Because it's going to be nasty.
I think it's going to force both sides to run the ball a little bit more than they want to. And if that is the case, I think that plays right into the Eagles' back pocket.
Yep.
Even if Lane Johnson is not there, I love their blocking scheme. The stretch run is always effective. It just drives me nuts how Doug has gotten away from the run time and time again this season when you pick it up 4 or 5 yards to carry. I mean, the run the ball only 17 times the last game is ridiculous when they were moving the ball on the ground. I just don't understand that. And so that makes me a little bit nervous about what his game plan is going to be tonight. Now, us on the outside looking in, we obviously think that you got to run the ball. You can't throw the deep ball. You got to be careful throwing a lot of deep intermediate shots because, as we know, when the ball is wet, it caroms off somebody's hand. Deep safety comes up, picks off a pass. I think a part of this game is going to be a turnover is going to play a significant role in this game somewhere. If it rains throughout this game, I can see a turnover playing a part in this game, and hopefully that doesn't go against the Eagles. I had jokingly said on my show, Quick Slants, the other day, that through 5 games so far this season reminds me of a combination of the 2005 season and the 2016 season. You guys know back in 2004, they go to the Super Bowl, they come back the next year, T.O. loses his mind, and all of a sudden players start dropping like flies, they finish 6-10. 2016, they can't get a break their way. The fumbles don't go their way, the interceptions, the big plays.
Yeah.
And so far through 5 games, yeah, I've seen a combination of those 2 seasons this year.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, you're right on.
Deke, what's coming up on Quick Slants and pre- and post-game live tonight?
Well, obviously, I'll be live from the Meadowlands for Quick Slants from 6 to 6:30. Barrett Brooks will be in the studio back here in Philadelphia. We're going to break it all down. I'll give you more updates on who's in and who's out for the game. And obviously on Pregame Live is an expanded edition of Pregame Live from 6:30 to 8. You know who the characters are. Michael Barkin, Ray Dinger, Seth Joyner, Barrett Brooks. I'll be live from the Meadowlands as well. So we've got every angle, every facet you could possibly want covered, and then some.
Well, we'll be watching tonight. It's a big night. It's the first division opponent, too. Hey, Derek, thanks for doing this. We'll talk to you next week.
Oh, hey, great guys, to talk to you, man.
Yeah, hey, guys, I'm just so honored and pleased that Anthony lowered his standards and allowed me to be on his show today.
Look, he's working with me. He had to lower his standards.
Yeah,
I appreciate you. I like you a little bit more than Anthony right now.
Thanks, Derek.
All right, see you, Dick.